We are up to Perek Dalet. Masechta Taras. Mishnah Dalet Hazorek Tumah Mimakom Mimakom Kigal Lebein Ham Lebein Hamaf Techois.
Keys, no.
A person throws tumah from place to place. Kigal a loaf of bread Lebein Hamaf Techois. Mafteach Lebein Kikaros Tohar. So either you throw the loaf of bread among the keys, or you throw the keys among the bread. What is halacha tar? What in the world does this mean? Hazoidek kikar lebein hamaftechos lo yishana zor kikar latar. It makes no difference whether you throw a kikar tar lebein maftechos tomatoes. It makes no difference if you throw a loaf of bread that's tar among keys that are tomatoes. For lo yishana zor maftechos tomatoes lebein hakikaros. And we don't know if there was contact. Okay, so you took over here the keys, the maftechos. The keys are tomei. The kikar is tahar. So what is the shaila? What is the question at hand? Did the kikar touch the maftechos?
Okay, but what is the key and the maftech? What does the maftechos have to do with the kikar? It's still not getting.
The maftech is tomei.
Yeah.
The kikar is tahar.
Yeah.
You throw a loaf of bread among in an area where there are keys, or you throw keys in an area where there are loaves of bread. And there is a question, did the keys make contact with the loaf of bread? If the keys made contact with the loaf of bread, then everything is tameh. If the keys did not make contact, then the loaves of bread are tar. So we do not know what happened. Lo yishon azor kikar tahar levena maftechos tomeos. Lo yishon azor maftechos tomeos levena kikaros. We do not know. Im noga hakikar hatar b'maftechos. We do not know if the kikar touched the maftechos tomeos. Then tar kikar. Bisviru leila haitano zorei kimish ein b'idas l'shodami. Why? What's the shaila? Because this goes back in the previous Mishnah. Whenever you have a suffix tuma, even a suffix tuma b'rishus liyachid, if the object that is subject to the tum, the tum of a tyra is a davash ein bo das lishoel, is an object which does not possess intellect, tohar.
Okay.
Why? The one who throws it, the zorek, since there's a person, there is a human being who is throwing it, he is considered to be kimi sheyesh v'idas l'sholdami. Usveikoi tome. Now, why me? Because zorek mafteich tome. However, the only time Rabbi Huda says this is only when you throw the kikar. You hear there are two different ways you can throw, all of them, the kikar and what else. But if you would throw the mafteach among the kikar, it's not why. Mikazog mafteach and tamay bim tamay nikaros, tar, hail that tuba, ena nocha bimokam ella, bimokam ella, ella. It passed on the tar sveikoi tahar. So what does that mean? The ain alach Rabbi Yehuda of Yehuda of Kikar v'Kikar Maftechos Tanakim Mastitzan Hu Adin L'Chol Shor Dvar Man Nizrakim Lav Dafka. These two things Elam Mishum De Urchayu De Inchi Lizra Kikar Maftechos Elazem Mishumachin Nakaros. Just a common example. But you think of your studies. Think of your studies that when you throw, this is a very important principle. Hoil since Miu Kishes Zorak Maftech. When you throw Maftech. When you throw the mafteach, when you throw the tar, hoil va tuma ina nocha b'mokoyim, then tuma is not resting b'mokoyim, el oiveres ala tar. So it's going to be a more dicky sight. That when the tuma is resting, the tuma is stationary, it's munach, and you throw a kikar, and there's a shayla, and the kikar make contact with the tuma, then we're going to say it's going to be tar. Then Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be tameh. Why? Because the shayish of tumah is munach. When the makam of tumah is stationary, when the tumah is grounded, it's munach. And the shayla is that the kik can come in contact. So then we're going to say it's going to be.
It's grounded.
It's going to be a safek tumah. It's going to be tameh. Why? Because the tumah is oimid b'mekamah. But when the tumah itself is flying through the air, that he holds is a weaker concept.
What's the svar of the
tanakama? Doesn't make a difference. The bottom line doesn't make a difference whether even if the tumah is stationary, since the thing that's being the kikar is the object which we have a suffix, and we do not know if the kikar became tummy or not. So it's a davar she'ain a suffix. It's suffix. Davar in all these cases suffix. Davar she'ain bo das lisho. We have a principle of suffix tumah berusha sayach. It is tummy. Suffix tumah berusha sayach. It is tummy. But when it's a davar she'ain bo das lisho alav, then it's going to be then it's tar.
And the reason why the Rebbe Les says it's tummy because.
Because he holds it is a davar sheyesh bo das lisho. Why? Because the person is throwing it. However, that's only true when the tumah is grounded. But if the tumah is not grounded, the tumah is flying through the air, then you don't say it. However, mafteach, if the mafteach, the benaki karois, if I threw the mafteach in the karois, then it's going to be tar. Okay, you got it? Is it clear?
Yeah.
Let's chazer. Nachamo. Whole Mishnah. Something to do with the Elohim Emes.
Hashem. See that? We want the whole Mishnah ready. This is for our neshama now.
Hazoyek tuma mi makam lumak. Person who throws a tuma mi makam lumakam from place to place. Tuma mi makam lumakam. Kikar, for example, kikar which is tohar lebein hamaftechos or mafteach lebein hakikaros. So either direction tohar. Why it's a davar she'ein bolidas lishol according to the rabbanan. Rav Yehuda says no, it depends. It depends which way. If you throw the kikar lebenum hamaftechos, tell me because he holds a kikar is a davar she'yesh bolidas lishol. Why? Because a person is throwing it.
Right.
This is not an random act in heaven. The suda Rav Yehuda zorek she'yesh bolidas lishol dami u'sekotame. But that's only when you throw the kikar because the tomb is grounded.
Right.
But if you're throwing the mafteach, then mafteach menikar is tohar. Okay, Mishnah base. Hasharet shenimsa b'fi hachulda. Ah, a chulda is walking and he has in his mouth a sheret.
Isn't a chulda the same thing as a sheret?
No, a chulda is a weasel.
Yeah, but the,
no, it's
both,
not. What, no, they are shiva shlotzim. They're only emsach eish shmoina. Shiva, what did I get?
The sheretz is only if it's a dead. There are only eight.
We're dealing with eight. We're dealing with
only if it's dead.
Dead, yes. Only when it's dead. And the chulda is alive. Is the weasel. The weasel is not a sheretz. And even if it was a sheretz, it's alive, so it's not metame.
Okay.
It's tohar.
The chulda, when it's dead, it's not like a sheretz?
I don't think so. I don't know. Is the chulda sheretz when the shmona shrotzim? I don't know, yeah? A chulda is when the shmona shrotzim? I don't know. I guess you know, because you learned.
Very good.
Right?
Yeah.
Hasharetz b'fi acholda u'mehalechas lagabi kikaros, and it's walking.
Good.
Walking on the kikaros. So the shail is, did the cholda, was it mitame the kikaros? Because with the sharetz.
The sharetz
b'piyah. He's saying even if it's a person that will be doing, even though over here is a sheretz, what's the oisdalid? Is dalid is the kaimulon sorry to habali the adam tame kemish yesh by das shol va filu hakli munakh ga bekarga ha kha de ein tum mokem tar the rive the kosh the habal the mokhtaba the us tfil da filu adam da filu adam ha ikhiz be karosh tarm kemo be gvar the tfe equal to ye be ikhiz tarm okay all right so the sort of here is it's this the sort of previous mission is that it's not, the tumah is not stationary. This is a new yisoid we learned today. In order for there to be a safek tumah b'shul yachad tameh, the tumah has to be oimed b'makomai. The tumah has to be b'makomai. You have to have a makom. You have a makom. The ersh tereshuda. You have to have a makom. You have to be grounded. You have to be grounded in makom.
Oh, someone's listening.
Vaitam. So male, the tumah has to be rooted in one makam. So people who are brought to the shul tumah stavik nagas of another tar gatar. Nachmo, that feel of shayachet. That feel of adam sheishu dasli shal. Eches b'tumah. She ain the tumah makam. She dehei nachabo. She calls man she b'fi achulda or b'fi akelav ainu chashuv nachab makam. The tumah is not resting. Edla, it's called a new concept we learned today called tumah oiveresi. Okay, that's the new concept. I don't think we had this in Daf Yomi, this idea. Tumah oiveresi, we did, tumah oiveresi. There's this thing called tumah oiveresi, therefore, seikoi tohar. Because it's called tumah oiveresi, seikoi tohar, vafilu oiches betumah, vafilu oiches betumah, ha'odam sheish bedas l'shol, doesn't matter. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Sheretz, shenit mevi avchuldu, mevzol, blaga, vaki koriz, achal chumah, savik, nagas, or nagas, seikoi tohar. Good, are you clear with that?
Excellent.
Next Mishnah.
Gotta go.
You have to go?
Yeah.
All right, you're
much.
A tzaddik.
Thank you.
You did a very big mitzvah. You took me. You woke me up. You took me. You're a true tzaddik.
Amen.
You did chesed shel emes. Chesed shel oisin em hames.
Amen. Break forth. Good shiur today.
No shiur today.
No shiur.
I tried to give a shiur. They didn't want me. I really worked very hard on a different shiur. I wanted to give a Sunday shiur.
Yeah.
I wanted to give a Sunday shiur.
No way.
Originally, he said, yeah. And then it was like cold turkey. And I kept them pressing a certain shul. And then I just got the impression they...